Welcome back to Racecast. Yes, it is race week. Yes, we are back previewing the Singapore Grand Prix. But also, there's been a few interesting stories kicking about over the past week, which we are going to dive into. They involve, of course, Red Bull Racing and the notorious Dr. Helmet, as I call him, Marco, because he's a helmet. Max Verstappen. Sergio Perez, there's stuff with Lewis Hamilton, Felipe Massa. Oh, there's plenty of it. There's a new technical directive that we're going to discuss, but you didn't know about that, did you?
No.
And yeah, so stick around. If you are listening to us on an audio platform, which you will be because that is the only place you can listen to us, do give us a 5-star rating because it does make a huge difference. And where you can, I know you can subscribe on different platforms, do that because yeah, it helps us out. Also, check us out on social media. We are there on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter. Just search Racecast and you'll find us. If you don't bother, it's probably not for you. Anyway, we're gonna crack on now. There's gonna be a little car sound.
Meow. All right, guys, how are you doing? So, yes, as you said, Luke, there is a lot to talk about. I love race week. You know, we're filming this on a Tuesday. The episode goes out on a Wednesday. Before you know it, practice comes along, buzzing for it. Shall we start off and get straight into the news? Actually, no. Actually, let's rewind because we always like a little bit of a catch up. How's your week been? It's only Tuesday, but...
It's only Tuesday, so it's fine.
You lost at football. I actually came along to watch you today.
I scored the only goal.
You did score the only goal, yeah.
Good goal as well.
Good goal. Disappointing. I realised why I don't play six-a-side football anymore.
What?
Because it's just like...
Too much running.
I can't play anyway. So, yeah. I was down there and I was like, I don't miss that.
I also got a black eye on Saturday.
What did you do on Saturday?
I had a head collision in a football game.
Did you?
Yeah.
11 oh, you aside, lost, didn't was... you, though? Because I saw something posted or something. You lost? Glenn posted something on Instagram.
Yeah, we did lose. I was on for literally like 10 minutes and then I got taken off because the head collision.
How's it been now since? Still see?
Oh, it was fine. Like, I didn't want to come off. I was annoyed that I had to come off.
Oh, really? Was it quite early in the game?
Well, I came on second half, so I didn't start because I'm new.
Yeah.
So I came on for second half and yeah, probably played like 10 minutes and that was it.
What position did you play this week?
Well, I was started up top and then I got pushed into centre mid.
You're not a fan of centre mid though, are you?
No. I'm also not very good there, to be honest. Yeah. Like, I'm just not. I'm pretty fast and give defenders a hard time. Obviously, like, I'm not afraid to get stuck in. I've played 3 games for them. I've broken my wrist and got a black eye.
It's going well, isn't it?
So, like, centre mid just isn't my position because I'm not, like, the most technical player, but I can shoot, I can run, and I can, yeah, stick it to defenders. So, I prefer being, like, out on the wing or up top, but, yeah, that's that.
Did they have a good goal scorer?
Who?
Well, evidently not because you lost, but the Saturday
team. Oh, the team. Yeah, unbelievable. No, like, honestly, like the East Sussex Ibrahimovic, I saw him score a bicycle kick from outside the area last season.
No, really?
Like, top bins. Not just, like, some fluky little piece of shit. It was, like, pinpoint. So, yeah, no, they are sorted for a goal scorer. But there's no harm in having two.
No,
you know,
exactly.
You think Andy Cole and...
Dwight York.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I don't think you're in that calibre there, mate.
Yeah, I think we could be.
No, not in the slightest.
What about you? You were laying, you're doing something with horses.
Yeah, just a few little horse stuff.
Horse stuff?
Yeah. You know, I'm old. I'm an old married man now, apparently, according to your girlfriend.
You are exactly that.
Exactly. So
quite sad, isn't it?
Yeah, that's how it is, isn't it, really? That'd be you one day.
What are you now, 38?
Not 38.
39?
Fuck off. Right, let's get into some F1 news, shall we? Let's start off with the probably biggest news. Felipe Massa. All right, so Massa's legal team admit that they are hoping for support from former rival Lewis Hamilton in the case to overturn 2008 Formula One title outcome, which the Englishman won by 1 point after Crashgate scandal. So
it wasn't after Crashgate scandal, though, was it? It was... there was a number of things that happened in that, right?
Yeah.
And firstly, the whole thing is fucking deluded.
Yeah.
But the fact that they've then come out and said, well, we expect him to support us for the integrity of the sport, it just confirms the delusion. Like, you've got to be thick as fucking shit out and say something. Firstly, you've got to be thick to actually try and lodge this appeal. And then you've got to be twice as thick to then expect that Lewis Hamilton is going to be like, yeah, guys, I agree.
Massa. Please make me a 6-time world champion.
Yeah, even though he should be an 8.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Massa, firstly, I don't know, you would have watched that race.
Yeah.
Drove off with the fucking fuel hose still in the car.
Yeah.
Lost time there. He then crashed into the fucking wall. Granted, yeah, he carried on racing afterwards, but so, this was all after the crash, because the crash actually happened fairly early on.
It was very early on, yeah. So for you guys who don't actually know, or you don't actually remember what happened, so back in the 2008 season, Renault ultimately were found guilty for
staging
the crash.
To bring out a safety car.
It was Nelson Piquet and Fernando Alonso. So it comes up after a time, and actually, obviously, it was in Singapore. We're going to Singapore this weekend. But this whole thing of that crash gate came in. So Piquet ended up crashing. Alonso then went on to win the race. Felipe Massa went from first, and he ended up finishing 13th, I think, in that race.
Yeah, but...
No. I get it.
Yeah.
But he ended up finishing 13th.
Yeah, it did affect his race, but it wasn't... It probably would have helped his race. You know, okay, the point... Would he have won the race if he had driven off with the hose, the fuel hose in the car, which they then had to obviously stop, get it out. He then also did crash into a wall. Like, it was Tech Pro, so it wasn't like, it wasn't fatal. A car literally came in straight after and did have a proper crash in it.
Yeah.
But you can't, like, because you can't say that he would have won the race without the crash anyway.
No.
Because even with the crash, he fucked up a pit stop. Okay, the whole team, fair enough, it's a team sport. He then individually crashed into a wall. Like, there's no saying that without Piquet crashing, that he was going to go on to win that race.
No.
It's very different to the 2021 scenario that we're not going to go into because, you know, it's pointless. But yeah, synonymous in a way, there was an event that fundamentally changed the outcome of the season. And also, just, you know, Massa didn't go on and win every single race from then on in.
No.
From my memory.
No, he didn't.
So, Lewis was a last lap incident on the last race of the season where, had the rules have been followed, he would have won.
Yeah.
This is something that a crash happened very early on in a race. It did affect Massa, granted. I don't think anyone disputes that.
No.
McLaren cheating, sorry. McLaren Mercedes, technically not wrong. So I honestly think he's cracked. I think rather than getting this man a lawyer and getting him in court, I think we need to get him some psychiatric help because he's lost the plot.
Well, what I don't understand about it is why it's taken 15 years to get to this point, because...
It's because someone's turned up to his house, someone's turned up to his 12-bedroom mansion in the hills of Sao Paulo or whatever, and they've said, I've got an idea, we can make you a lot of money here, we can get you your... It's not about the money, he says. Bullshit.
Yeah.
Because he was talking about all the sponsorship money that he lost on the basis that he never became world champion. Someone has come to him with this brilliant idea. They sold him a dream and he's hooked on it because he bottled a championship in the faster car.
Yeah.
Against a rookie, let's be honest. He had a season before, but he bottled it and he obviously can't live with it. I get it. I'd probably lose sleep over it.
Well, it's interesting, isn't it?
Because... And then he lost it on the last corner of the last lap race.
I'd be more questioning that.
Like, what happened to Timo Glock?
Yeah, why all of a sudden you've done that whole lap and it's the last corner of a, and you're all of a sudden car's fucked, whatever. I'd question that more than I would a Singapore incident.
Yeah, because the Singapore incident was like, it, you could have put it down to anything. Like, Lewis got a 25-second penalty in Spa.
Yeah.
For, like, overtaking off track Kimi Raikkonen. He then gave the position back. And he got a 25... Listen to that. He got a 25-second penalty.
Yeah, that's mad.
Not a 5-second penalty.
25-second.
He got 5 5-second penalties. Right, for...
That's like an Ocon-type penalty.
Yeah. It's... But no, Felipe Massa wants to look at a crash that happened completely separately from anything to do with Lewis Hamilton. It happened with Fernando Alonso at the time. Despised Lewis Hamilton, so he was not doing anything to benefit him. I honestly think it's cracked, and I think, I mean this genuinely, we need to get the man help because he's not okay. Someone needs to sit him down and speak to him.
It's not going to help his reputation now, because actually...
He's banned from the paddock, isn't he?
I don't know if he's banned. Is he?
I'm pretty sure I've heard that he's banned from the paddock.
Oh, really? What, because of this?
Yeah.
Interesting.
The FIA. Oh, I suppose Formula One or whatever.
Yeah, I suppose if you're looking at it from that aspect, I just don't understand what he's trying to achieve. Even if they overturned it, okay, say they overturned it. Oh, Massa, you're actually correct. We're going to overturn it and give you the title.
Yeah, we'll redo the podium.
How can you say, "Oh, I'm a proper world champion," when actually you're basically 15 years later going and saying, "Well, actually, I think I should be world champion." You look at it's incredible, because there's also reports that come out this week where I can't remember who said it, but they said, well, actually, Michael Schumacher is really a 6-time world champion after his do you remember his crash with Damon Hill, where he deliberately took out Damon Hill in the 94 season, I think it was.
Yeah, he was in the Benetton, wasn't it?
Was he in the Benetton? Yeah, potentially.
Where they went into that, like, that right hand,
yeah. And he damaged the front axle. So I can't remember what he...
Is that because Schumacher was out as well? It put him out of the race.
It put him out. No, it took him out of the race straight away, Schumacher.
Yeah.
But Damon Hill entered pit. Yeah. And then he had... Was it his front axle?
Yeah, was something dented.
But then that's when people go, oh, actually... You don't see Damon Hill coming out and going, actually, I want to, you know... And I know people could say about us with the 21 season, but that was actually manipulated to benefit a specific team.
Yeah,
And
I think we would argue at the time, right? It was direct interference. I agree that Michael Schumacher should have been looked at retrospectively now, like, what, 20 years later?
He wouldn't even stand with it.
At the time, that should have been looked at, because that was...
Dirty.
Yeah, that was unbelievable.
Yeah.
And you know, the same with the 2021 situation. Again, it wasn't Max's fault.
No.
But they could have rectified it instantly, because they knew things had been done incorrectly in a way that sabotaged Lewis. Right. This was an individual event from a team that did not care about Lewis Hamilton winning a championship. They did not care about Massa losing a championship. And Massa fucked the race anyway.
Yeah.
So I think he needs to honestly let it go, because it's quite sad. And the same way in which, like, you know, Lewis hasn't come out, and even at the time, Mercedes were like, we're not going to take it to, like, the court.
No.
Because I think they were kind of just like, we'll get them. And the problem is that Massa fell off massively. I mean, look at him. They had a car that could compete. 2012. Where was Massa in that championship battle? Fair enough, Fernando bottled it in the end. But where was Massa in that? It's not like he never got another opportunity.
No.
Because he did.
I don't know. Let us know what you think. I personally think it is...
It's a bit
cringeworthy.
Yeah,
it's a bit desperate.
It makes him look like a sad little man, doesn't it?
It does. Should we move on to talk about your favourite helmet?
Oh. Well, I mean, like, you know, if you needed any more confirmation that the guy is genuinely just not a nice guy. And, no. You know, this comes from, I say a string, it's a very, very long piece of string. A string of comments made about a number of different things, a number of different drivers. The guy can't keep his mouth shut. And anything that does come out of his mouth is just generally pretty, pretty nasty.
Yeah.
And then he comes out and essentially says, I actually don't exactly know what the comments were. Like, I haven't read the direct quote, but it was essentially calling, like, Checo lazy because he's Mexican, no?
Yeah, it was to do with his culture. So basically,
they were, like, xenophobic comments.
Yeah.
Not...
Well...
And they haven't done anything.
No.
Like, they've literally not suspended him. Red Bull haven't... I know he's come out and apologised.
Well, he has. And he said, you know, I'd like to apologise for my offensive remark and want to make it absolutely clear that I do not believe that we can generalise about the people from any country, any race and any ethnicity.
So why did he?
I was trying to make a point that Checo has fluctuated in his performance this year, but it was wrong to attribute this to his cultural heritage. So this is what I don't understand. So people... If that was any driver, they would be pounced on by the FAI, their team.
Because Yuri Vips, and I know he used a racial slur, but I mean, he got dropped instantly. Red Bull came out and apologised, but for whatever reason, they're protecting...
it. But also, I feel like the FIA are also protecting, in a sense of, you know, it's... You've got these drivers who it's all about making positive change, making it actually sport for everyone, looking at all cultures, all of this stuff. But you've still got these old figures in this sport who continue to, because it's money, because of their name, get away with making comments. And all they can come out and say is, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. But anyone else in any other sport, it wouldn't be accepted.
Yeah, it's pretty mad. And like I say, it's just, I think that is kind of like just the tip of the iceberg of everything. And I know this is probably the most generally offensive thing that he said, but all the stuff he comes out and says about drivers, like, he's a toxic individual.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's alluded to stuff. I don't like him, and I'm surprised that Red Bull haven't actually done anything. I say I'm surprised. I'm kind of not surprised at the same time. But I think Red Bull generally as a brand are, like, incredible.
Oh, like, 100%, yeah.
But I feel like around actual Red Bull racing, there is sometimes quite a lot of toxicity. And I feel like he's a big part of that.
Hmm.
So, yeah... Unsurprising that they sort of actually haven't responded to it, to be fair. He's, yeah, just a real bad egg.
Nasty piece of work.
He is, and...
You look what he said about, you know, the drivers in the AlphaTauri team. You know, and don't get me wrong, it's like he has no filter.
Yeah, and like, that's not to... I'm not saying he has to come out and be a liar and be like, what do you mean? They've been doing amazing. There's a way to speak about people in public.
Yeah.
And, like, you can say whatever you like to them behind closed doors. That's like, between you. But when you're speaking to the press, not even saying it to their faces, do you know what I mean? You're saying it to the press, which is it's going to go out to everyone.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know, it just seems like he's a fucking wet wipe.
Yeah.
Honestly, just a horrible, horrible person.
Not a fan. Right, Toto Wolff has been in the news this week. This is a bit of a difficult one. As we know, we're Mercedes fans. I know we've spoken about, there's a couple of, you know, well, you know, Massa being a bit petty and, you know, hang on, just move on from it, all of this stuff. So Toto Wolff has suggested the 2021 Formula One regulations were made to hurt Mercedes, which was one reason why they lost the Drivers' Championship. Mercedes entered 2021 on the back of a record-equaling seventh world title for Lewis Hamilton, but soon realised they would face a big fight with Red Bull and Max Verstappen, which, ultimately, we have said, one of the best seasons.
Yeah, 100%.
In mid-2020, changes to the floor regulations were announced for the 2021 season, which saw limits to the floor in a bid to slow down the cars and reduce downforce. These changes appear to hurt low-rate cars. The most include Mercedes and Aston Martin. Hamilton controversially lost the driver's title in Abu Dhabi.
But in fairness, nothing to do with the car changes.
And this is where I kind of, as a Mercedes fan, and I think, you know, we're pretty fair on here, and we say if Mercedes get it wrong or they make comments, we say they've got it wrong. I don't agree with him on this, because I think there was a big cry out for the sport to change, to bring closer racing.
I think whatever they did, it worked.
Yeah.
Like, whatever they did in 2020, it worked, because it gave us an unbelievable season.
100%.
The only issue I have with the 2021 season...
was Abu Dhabi.
Abu Dhabi and the fact... And to be fair, Saudi Arabia. I mean, Max tried to just kill Lewis.
Yeah.
Brazil, to be fair, when he ran him off track. But generally, whatever they did work. And, you know, I think, to be fair, they were probably right to slow Mercedes down a bit. The same way in which we're like, is there anything they can do to slow the Red Bull down? And because what they did, okay, clearly the new regulation or new directive came in. It didn't make Mercedes a non-competitor. You know, they still had the best car along with Red Bull.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we're saying. That's what we'd like right now with the Red Bull. I'm not massively interested in Red Bull, like, you know, oh, you have to compete with three wheels. Like, I want them to be in the fight.
Yeah.
I just want it to be a fight. So, yeah.
Well, we've touched on, I think we say this every week. As F1 fans, it doesn't matter if it's Mercedes and Red Bull. It doesn't matter if it's Red Bull, Ferrari. You want to see a good championship battle. And ultimately, we would love it to be Hamilton and Max again. We would.
Yeah.
Because regardless of what anyone says, and I saw someone tweet this last week that, oh, you know, Max is matured, and actually, if he went up against Hamilton now, he'd be such a mature driver. No, like, hell he wouldn't.
He'd lose his shit,
and he would be exactly the same Max as you saw in the 21 season. Yeah,
100%.
There's no doubt in that. And like, well, you know, Toto Wolff says here, it's up to Mercedes to catch up rather than the rules be changed to slow down a dominant team. So I feel like he contradicts himself a bit there, but I don't agree. As you said, the rules changed, which ultimately gave us that great season. We are in a position at the moment that actually we want to get away from one dominant team.
Yeah.
If anything, we've got one of the most dominant teams we've ever seen in F1 history.
We're certainly on track for that.
Yeah. And at this moment in time, we could be on for Red Bull winning every race this year.
Yeah. I genuinely don't see a...
No.
The only circumstance that doesn't happen is if they have a race where they both crash out.
Yeah. And I... being honest with you, I think it is a real... what's the word? Blow for F1. I generally think if you finish this season with Red Bull winning every race, for the integrity of F1.
Well, because look back over the years. I think it was actually 2012. Is it the first seven races, there was seven different winners?
Yeah.
That's what we want.
Each week you wanted something different, don't you?
Like, what, you had, like, what, Alonso, Webber, Seb. I think Button won a race. Lewis won a race. I think Lewis won Canada.
Yeah.
There was a... Maldonado won a race, didn't he?
Maldonado, he did, yeah. Didn't Kovalainen win a race?
What, in 2012? Not one of those.
No, not in 2012.
Well, Kovalainen has won a race, I'm sure.
He has won a race, yeah.
But
I can't remember when.
Not in the 2012 season. I'm saying, like, the first seven races.
Yeah.
There were seven different cars that won a race. Which, to be fair, Nico Rosberg might have been one of them.
Yeah. Do you want me to try and have a look?
Yeah, who was it?
So, 2012 F1. one.
I'm pretty sure it was the first seven races.
Results. What's going on there?
And the cars sound nicer.
Yeah. So, Australia was Button.
Yeah.
In McLaren. Malaysia was Alonso. China was Rosberg. Bahrain was Vettel. Spain was Maldonado. Monaco was Webber. Canada was Hamilton. I mean, each week it was someone different. Vettel then won Singapore, Japan, South Korea, India. Yeah, I mean, it's mad, isn't it?
Like, that is how you get people excited for F1. Not Max. And not Lewis. You know, they have to be able to do something. Let's be honest. Like, I stand by this. The cost cap is not working.
Yeah.
No. Like, it's just simply not. And there has to be something else they can do that make the cars closer. I want the cars to be different.
Yeah.
You know, I like the idea of each team working on individual different things. Like, it's not like, oh, well, the FIA just supply us this wing, or the FIA have an engine supplier. I like that it is like that, but having the gaps, I think, is mad. And I think if there wasn't a cost cap, I genuinely believe Mercedes would be on par with Red Bull right now.
Yeah.
I don't believe any other team would, because I don't have faith in any other team. I do think, I still stand by the fact that Red Bull and Mercedes are clear. But I think we would still see some teams. I think we would have seen Aston Martin win a race by now if there was no cost cap and they were able to throw the kitchen sink at it. I feel like we probably would have seen a Ferrari win by now.
Yeah.
But, you know, let's be honest, Ferrari, if there wasn't a cost cap, Ferrari would have won Monza, because they would have had more pace.
Yeah.
Naturally. I know Red Bull would have as well. But yeah, I just get rid of it. That's honestly, unless you are genuinely just going to hamper Red Bull and just put into place a regulation that does shaft them, you're not going to change it until there's a completely new set of regs.
If you're the FIA, and like you say, you come to the end of the season and you're like, okay, Red Bull have won every race.
They should hang their heads in shame, first and foremost.
You've obviously got to class this season as a failure. Yeah. Surely you've got to class it as a failure?
No, 100%.
Because
it's a disaster.
You know, you've gone, and like I said, they had the opportunity to capitalise on that 21 season, because I remember, regardless of what happened in Abu Dhabi, it brought a whole new audience to F1. You know, Drive to Survive. What's going on? Is someone being murdered?
A fox or something.
It brought a whole new dynamic and a whole new audience to this F1 scene. You then go into 21, which, okay, you had the backlash a bit from
22,
what happened.
You mean?
22, sorry. You had the backlash what happened in 21. But fans were more engaged with it, because yeah, you're kind of like, okay, this is exciting. What's going to happen? You had a good start to the season, had a bit of Leclerc and Max Verstappen, but then ultimately Red Bull dominated towards the end. You've now gone into...
But the thing is, I think even after 22, I was still excited for the 23 season, because...
You did have different winners.
Because what you had was a Ferrari that had a really good platform.
Yep.
So you were like, okay, you know, they can come back from this. A Red Bull that was quicker by the end, but it wasn't like, oh my God, like they're unbelievably quick. Yeah. You then had a Mercedes that dominated Brazil. So it was a bit like, oh, you know, 23 could actually be good. I think the Mercs are going to be up there. Ferrari are going to come back fighting.
Mm.
But yeah, it's gone south very quick.
Yeah. And like we say, I know some people will be sitting there listening and going, oh yeah, but okay, well, take away Red Bull, it's actually been a very good season from P2 onwards. I don't watch F1 for just someone to go, oh, you know, oh, they're going for P2.
When you can't just...
How exciting, like, is that?
If you play a football game and you lose 7-1, you're like, yeah, but if they had no players on the pitch and they didn't score, 1-0.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
You know, it's you want a challenge, and we were treated to such an amazing season in 21, one which we should never have got, but it's only because of COVID we got that season. Mm-hmm. only because of that. But we're in this situation where it's fair play to Red Bull, but it's just very, very boring.
Well, let's talk about this technical directive that I was talking about.
Okay, yeah.
So, there's a new flexi wing technical directive, which will debut in Singapore this weekend.
Yep.
Horner states that it's not something that will affect them, but it is something that...
They could race that car without any wings.
Yeah, that is true. It's something that is rumoured could affect Mercedes, obviously. However...
In a negative way or positive way?
I would imagine negative.
Yeah, most likely.
But also, there's new floor rules, which are rumoured to affect Red Bull.
Yeah.
Changes that, you know, a new technical directive. Because obviously what you've got to understand, right, is the FIA, they know every single detail of every single car.
Yeah.
You know, Mercedes don't know every single detail about Red Bull, vice versa. They don't know about McLaren, whatever. But the FIA know every single detail of every single car. So they, obviously, when you get these little technical directives, it is either to patch little loopholes or to try and slow cars down. They're like, oh, that, you know, that's something that this team has found out that the others haven't. This team is like really clear. And then they do stuff like this. So I don't think the only way you're going to slow that Red Bull down is if you stick Matt Jackson in the driver's seat. I think other than that...
Hang on, that's insulting to me. I generally think I could win in that car.
I think even you would lose in that car.
No. I would... I can see myself winning there.
But, yeah, we're also, you know, we're getting AlphaTauri are bringing Red Bull inspired upgrades to Singapore.
Really?
They basically openly said we're going to abuse the connection within the scope of the rules. So,
do you know what? Going back to what you were saying earlier, I wouldn't even give a shit if they got AlphaTauri matching as the sister team fighting Red Bull. I wouldn't care. As long as it's a battle, at least something different.
Stick the Haas up there. Stick anything, honestly.
I don't care.
But yeah, so we could see a pretty quick AlphaTauri. They've also said that next season they're basically just going to be a Red Bull.
What's the point? I still don't agree for having a second team in the championship.
No, I don't think they should be allowed to like collaborate in that way.
And I know people will go, well, hang on, you know, like they're shit compared to Red Bull.
But they're still the same.
They're still part of the same team.
Yeah. No, there's some blurred lines there. 100%. But we should probably talk about actual Singapore now.
Yeah, do you want to talk about it? Do you want to know the schedule?
The layout's been revised. You know that?
It has, yeah. I like Singapore. Yeah. I think it's a great track. Do you want to quickly know the schedule?
Yep.
So FP1 on Friday is 10:30 to 11:30.
Makes sense.
What are you doing Friday? I'm off Friday if you want to watch a bit of practice.
Probably be doing some work.
Live my life. Don't work. Well, I do. FP2 is 2 till 3. FP3 on Saturday is 10:30 to 11:30. Qualifying on Saturday is 2 till 3.
I'll be playing football then.
Oh, you're going to miss it.
I'm going to have to watch it when I get back.
Oh, I won't message you then. The race is 1 p.m. on Sunday.
Yep.
Oh, actually, shit, I'm not even going to be around Saturday to watch it.
Why?
Because I'm doing some roofing.
Right, who's living there?
It's where the horses are.
Right.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound safe.
Why? I know, I'm doing it with my friend who's actually a carpenter and a roofer.
Well, what is he, a carpenter or a roofer?
A bit of both.
Because you wouldn't get your friend who's an electrician and a plumber in, would you?
Yeah.
You'd be like, specialise.
Yeah. That'd be fine. So, yes, they have changed the layout of the track.
I can't remember what turn they've got rid of, but basically it's just now just a big straight. Well, it's two turns they got rid of, isn't it? Well, technically four. Because it's like
make
the
up
right...
your mind.
Because it's like the right, the left, then the left and the right. And now it's just straight.
Yeah, I'm just trying to find...
I want to say it's in Sector 2.
It is in Sector 2, yeah. Yes, I think it is Sector 2. When was the first Grand Prix held?
Oh, 2008.
How can you say that? Alonso crashed in 2008.
Oh yeah, fuck.
Fucking idiot.
Fuck, that was dumb.
That, do you know what? That is something I would say.
Yeah, that was pretty stupid.
That was one of the thickest things you said, yeah. Number of laps.
Ooh. I'm torn between two numbers here, and they're very different.
Okay.
I'm going to go...
two numbers are normally very different.
No, well, but these are like very different.
Okay, yeah.
I'm going to say 72.
Okay, what's your other number?
58.
Okay, 62.
So I was kind of really close.
Lap record.
Lap record. I feel like, is it a weird one?
Well, it is a weird one because there is no lap record because they've changed the track, so there is no lap record.
Oh, yeah. But who was the previous lap record?
Don't know.
It's not even on there.
No. Not even on there. It says not applicable.
Actually, to be fair, surely it's Lewis in that quali lap. Or is it race laps only?
I don't know. It's race laps, I think.
I want to say it's a really weird one.
Who won last year?
Checo.
He did. If you can name the top three. It was a weird one.
It
last.
Was K-Mag that has the
no, really?
Yeah, driving the Haas in 2018.
Interesting.
So I mean, even before that, when it had the weird, you know the horrible chicane.
Yeah, yeah. So we had six DNFs last year. Do you remember that?
Yeah, it was a pretty chaotic race.
It was chaotic. It was chaotic.
It was damp.
It was damp. You had crashes. You had Lewis go into the wall.
Yeah.
Reverse back out.
Lewis had a bit of a nightmare.
Max
made a few mistakes.
He locked up and went in, didn't he? He went in. Leclerc, Sainz finished second and third. Ricciardo finished fifth. It must have been a shit race. For that. It was a very chaotic race. So I'm hoping... For pretty much the
have
same
you seen the forecast?
I have, and I've got it here actually.
Sunny Friday.
Yeah.
Rainy Saturday. Rainy Sunday. That was the last I saw.
Ooh, let me see.
Will we have a dry F1 weekend this year? Think how much rain we've had across this season. I mean, Imola got called off.
Yeah.
Because it was too wet. We had rain at Silverstone. We had, obviously, rain at Spa.
Yep.
We had rain at Monza.
Yep.
We had rain at Monaco.
Do we? Not race day. Mate, you're going to have to keep talking because I need the toilet.
What? Well, you're just going to have to wait. We're almost done.
I can't.
You're going to have to wait.
Okay, why not?
You're actually not a child.
Well, I feel like I'm a child.
You're an adult.
Can't even let me go to the toilet.
But I think
we've had a lot of rain this year.
Rain could make it really interesting.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, and I mean,
we haven't had a wet
weekend.
Race at Singapore in a while, have we?
Well, because it's normally pretty hot this time of year.
No. I know that, but obviously,
it's going to be incredibly hot. Just
wet.
Yeah,
I like Singapore. I like playing on a game. I think it's an all round a decent track. I'm really excited to see whether this upgrade or this change in wing is going to make a difference. My gut feeling is It's not.
Now, we always get these technical directives that people are like, oh, this is going to affect so-and-so, and then it just never really does.
Yeah. Oh, here we go.
Are we getting Mercedes upgrades? Should I see if we're getting those?
Oh, yeah, go ahead. You get so excited about this. Singapore Grand Prix threatening to bring hot and heavy thunderstorms for the race weekend.
See?
See? Facts. There you go. Friday, smattering of light rain is predicted to fall during the first practice session. And then Saturday's third and final practice sessions are currently had 39% chance of rain. Sunday, the unrelenting temperatures continue into Sunday, with current forecasts expecting a high of 31 degrees Celsius. The rain comes fast and heavy in Singapore, and if the 2022 Grand Prix is anything to go by, fans can expect track to drain well regardless of the amount of rain. Oh, we did have rain last year. I don't remember that.
Yeah.
When did I see that? When was...
Because the track was wet. Track. That's why people kept crashing.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, ignore that. Also, I suppose we have to think about... We have to discuss. This weekend in Singapore, Red Bull can win the 2023 Constructors' Championship.
Yeah, do they... They need certain people to finish in certain... It's not like they can win it with just a 1-2, though, is it?
No. So, ahead of Singapore, Red Bull are 583 points, 310 ahead of second-place Mercedes, with Ferrari another 45 behind. So after this race Sunday, there are 7 Grand Prix plus 3 sprint races, so 353 points will be up for grabs. If Red Bull lead the Constructors' Championship by 353 points or more following the Singapore Grand Prix, they will be champions. Would you like to know how they can win it?
Yep.
So the maths are relatively simple because Red Bull must finish 1-2 to have any chance of securing the Constructors. So that's fucked, isn't it? Perez isn't going to do that, is he?
Nope. They've already bottled it.
The results would give Red Bull 43 points, so they are relying on Mercedes to not score points in order to reach the 353 points.
So they're not going to win it.
No. Should Max Verstappen or Sergio Perez get the bonus point for the fastest lap of the race, then 1 point for Mercedes would give Red Bull the championship. As long as Mercedes scored 2 points or more, Red Bull cannot become champions in Singapore.
Imagine if Red Bull fumble it. Imagine if they don't win the Constructors' Championship. Because it's possible.
It is. Well, yeah, that is very true.
That would be the biggest bottling in the history of bottle jobs.
That would be. But also, after Singapore, it's not going to happen. After Singapore, we head to Japan.
Where they can also win it there. Max can win.
Max can win in Japan.
I'm guessing he has to win. Yeah, but is it like an easy win? Does he need like Checo to get no points?
Pretty much. I think it is. Well, it's going to be an easy win. He's like
no, but as in like he will obviously easily win the race. I mean, like, is it easy for him to win the championship?
It is. Yeah, it's pretty much. Perez needs to finish like third onwards or fourth onwards to do that. I just can't see how are we talking about.
Well, Max won it at Suzuka last year.
He did. Yeah. Well, again.
Yeah.
He did. That was a very strange one last year.
Questionable.
Because all of a sudden we haven't completed the full laps, so we're not going to get full points. But actually, at the end of it, they give full points and he gets the championship.
Yeah, that's quite embarrassing,
that was a weird. Top three for this weekend's Grand Prix. K-Mag. Rubens Barrichello.
God, Barrichello. Barrichello. You know what? I think we're probably going to see the McLaren shine here.
It's a track that I think that would suit them, yeah.
I think it's a track that's going to suit the Mercedes a little better.
I think Ferrari do all right here in Singapore.
I think they're going to struggle.
Do you think? I think they'll do all right. I think you've got two drivers coming off the back of Monza in quite a bit of confidence.
I think you're going to see... I'm going to say Max, Checo, Lando.
Oh, interesting.
But I'm obviously wishing Lewis is on the podium.
Yeah. I'm going to go Max... Checo, signs.
Strange.
I don't know. I just something about Signs at the moment.
Yeah, I just don't think that Ferrari is going to perform very well.
I don't know, they finished P2 and P3 last year. Granted, yeah, there was a lot of factors.
It's a very different car now as well.
Yeah,
kind of shit.
Well, yeah.
But whereas last season it was actually pretty good.
Pretty good, yeah. Yeah, well, we'll see. We'll talk next week when I'm right. And then you'd be like, oh no, wow, you're really good at this.
Yeah, I'm not expecting to be like that, but hopefully Max's car doesn't start.
I'd just be happy not seeing a Red Bull.
Yeah, honestly, if any other car won, I'd probably celebrate.
Yeah.
Like any other car. It could be Felipe Massa and I'd celebrate. Honestly. Just at this point, I just don't want to see a Red Bull. I don't think it's not even about Max. I don't want to see Checo win either.
No.
I don't want to hear that fucking Austrian national anthem ever again in my life.
It's a good one, but I don't want to listen to it.
I also don't want to hear the fucking Dutch one. So there's no other Dutch drivers on the grid, luckily.
I think you're at a point where actually, if you get to like the second to last race and Red Bull have won everything, I'd be at a point where I was like, do you know what? For history records, just win it all.
Yeah, you might as well just
finish it off.
Although it'd be kind of poetic if like Lewis won the last race.
It stops him from winning. Yeah. Do you know what? Actually, that's what I want now. I just want to see a Mercedes take away a win.
It has to be Lewis.
Yeah, last corner in Brazil.
It has to be Lewis or Nicholas Latifi. Obviously, he doesn't race anymore, but if he did, it could have been him.
Oh, God, he was bad, wasn't he? He was bad. I don't even know if Lawson... I haven't heard anything.
I think it looks like they're expecting Danny Ric to be back. I think they said Japan.
Okay.
But that could be... That could also not be possible.
No. I'm hoping for a good performance from Lawson this weekend. Another consistent performance is what I'd like to see.
Yeah, see if he gets that seat for next season.
I think McLaren's will be strong. I do.
I think it could suit the Aston Martin as well. That car is really hard to determine. I think it was quite... Ever since those upgrades that they brought in Canada, I don't know what it's good at. Whereas before it was like, okay, I kind of get it. I get where it's good. Now I don't know where its strengths are.
But if it is wet this weekend, we know McLarens are better suited in the wet.
Yeah, but it's because they've got really good downforce.
Yeah, but ultimately, if weather conditions seem to benefit certain cars differently, don't they?
Yeah. Sure.
It's going to be interesting. I'm looking forward to it. A lot of the stuff is early this year, isn't it? In early practice sessions, morning sessions and stuff like that. Yeah, it's very early.
Obviously, that's going to change when we move to like America, Brazil.
Japan going to be another 6:30 one?
Yeah, Japan will be a 6 a.m.
Because we did that's almost a year ago since we did a live stream for qualifying.
Oh, yeah. And then I went out on Saturday night and then I think me and Glenn were asleep on the sofa. Reese was asleep on the floor. Set the alarm for 6 o'clock. And I was like, thank God it's been red flagged. Just went back to sleep, woke up at like 8 when it started.
Yeah, no. Oh, God, it went on for like ages, didn't it?
I don't know. I was asleep.
Right, guys. Get in touch. Let us know what your thoughts are. A lot of discussed today on loads of different topics. But ultimately, Massa, get over it.
Yeah.
You ain't going to change people's titles.
Helmet, stop being a helmet.
Helmet, stop being a helmet. Let's hope for a good Mercedes win this weekend to stop the Red Bull dominance, but I can't see it happening.
Or at this point, anyone. Just win.
Haas, Williams, you name it, Alfa Romeo, I don't care. Someone else win. But we'll be back next week reviewing Singapore, previewing Japan. We're back to back.
Is it back to back?
I believe it's back to back because I go to Japan following week.
It would make sense. They're kind of close geographically.
So yeah, looking forward to it. Get in touch. Follow us on all social medias. Luke, have a good week.
Yep, you too.
And we shall see you next week. Bye-bye.